You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, doctor, if I really knew you would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, trying to shout into the war, and I'd like to give you information, asking for me what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges, and I'm joined by my health reporter, Katie Whalen, who will be with us in the third hour. And Katie's going to give us an update on her condition, and she also has some updates on various health issues that are going on. Excuse me. In the bottom of the third hour, we're going to be joined again by Josh McCoy. It's getting to be a habit. But last night, my community and Josh's community went through some kind of electromagnetic pulse attack, and that's about the best way I can describe it. I've talked to some of my neighbors today, and some have contacted my wife. And I had called Josh to talk about it. Lo and behold, the same thing happened there. And we're going to try to piece this together and see how widespread this phenomena was. We're also going to expand upon more information on mental health facilities being created by the federal government. That should get your attention. The federal government and mental health, that's a state government function. And we're going to find out really what they're up to. So that's an action-packed third hour. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by my good friend Bob Griswold, survivalist expert, and he's going to be talking about how to prepare medically when the proverbial poop hits the fan. And it's something we've touched upon, but we haven't done a concentrated show on it, so I'm really glad to see that Bob is going to be addressing that issue, and you may want to have pencil and paper ready just in case. Now, in the first hour, we're going to be joined in just a moment by Ted Brower, but before I tell you about what we're going to talk about, and I know he previewed it on his show because I was listening in, I want to mention that this particular hour, this segment of the Common Sense Show, is sponsored by Renaissance Precious Metals and my good friend Steve Quayle. And Steve has a really, I think, very intriguing saying. He says, if you can't touch it, meaning the gold, silver, and so forth, then you don't own it. And I agree. Certificates are an absolute waste of time, and soon the dollar is going to be a waste of your time, as the banks will prepare to have a bank holiday. There'll be bail-ins, bail-outs. But the fact is a dollar will not be a dollar in your bank account for much longer. This is why I encourage you to do what I'm doing, which is to use the services at Renaissance Precious Metals, and I'm converting a lot of what is going to be my soon-to-be worthless cash into gold and silver. How do you do that? Well, call Steve. He'll consult with you. There's absolutely zero pressure to buy. He'll work with any budget. He will listen to what you need, what you want, and he'll accommodate you. His number to call tomorrow, 406-586-4842. Again, Steve's number is 406-586-4842. And this segment is also sponsored by our guest in the second hour, which is Bob Griswold of ReadyMadeResources.com. And Bob has a whole host of survival products. I mean, it is the A to Z one-stop shopping for what you need. Everything from food supplies to the PVS 14 third-generation auto-gated night vision goggles, to Berkey water filters, you name it, he has it, and it's all reasonably priced. He has money-back guarantees on all his products, and he, too, very, very no-pressure salesman. He's just trying to help people get ready for what we all feel is going to be an economic collapse. And remember, tonight he's going to be with us in the second hour to talk about medical necessities when the crash comes, things that you wish you're going to have. How do you get a hold of Bob? Well, you go to his website, readymaderesources.com, after the show. Call him in the morning at 1-800-627-3809. Again, that's 1-800-627-3809. Now, we're going to hit some controversial stuff here any moment here when Ted Brower, and I understand he is now with us, we're going to be very controversial tonight, not by design, but by necessity. And if we are knocked off the air, hopefully our archive recording will survive. And we will repost that tomorrow on thecommonsenseshow.com. And it's happened before. In fact, I was on Fox News Radio Friday afternoon. Excuse me. Everything was fine. They let me talk about a whole variety of topics in the last 15 minutes when I got into bumping up against the topic that Ted's going to start with tonight. They took me down, and I had a heck of a time calling back. My cell phone was blocked. You know, the all circuits are busy. Fortunately, I had a landline in my office, and I was able to call, and I got through and finished the interview. But I can tell you that there were some very white sheeted faces on the other side of the microphone, because I warned them as we came on, there's a good chance that this communication will be interrupted, and it was, and I'm giving the same disclaimer tonight. In fact, I have one more disclaimer. If you hear that I shoot myself in the right side of my brain with my right hand, don't believe it. I'm left-handed. I probably shouldn't have let that out. If I drug overdose, I don't use drugs. If I suddenly disappear, I'm very much a family-oriented man. It's work and family, and that's about it for me. So if you hear about any of these things, including little images of children that pop up on my computer, don't believe it. I've been set up, and I think we're entering a day and age when we all need to be concerned about being set up. Well, anyway, let's go to our first guest, Dr. Ted Brewer, good friend of mine, good friend of the show, and we are so pleased to have him on. And, Ted, we're going to start out with a very grim topic, so I'm just going to say welcome, and let's get to it.
Well, Dave, I want to talk just for a second. I mean, I'm not going to go into a big show with it because it's extremely I'm not making any statements except for what happened with Nicole's, Kidman's father, you know, and what he was being charged with in Australia. But we would also need to talk about a little bit about Scalia and the ranch that he was found dead, and how the ranch was connected, according to Alex Jones, and his research is to the Illuminati through the Bohemian Grove. And there was a special type of a high-end, very secretive hunting club that was there that was basically supposedly on quail hunts. I don't know why they would have to go all the way to the way, way, way reaches of Texas to go shoot quail. I have no idea. But we find out that the man's found with a pillow over his face, and now we find out that it's linked to Bohemian Grove. And I remember Richard Nixon talked about Bohemian Grove, and he said it was, well, I won't even say what he said because he was cursing the whole time he was saying it. And you can actually listen to it online if you want, about it being filled with homosexuals, and it was just, he didn't want to be involved with ever going back there again. And one thing Nixon was not, he was not homosexual. And all of the different types of sacrificial stuff they were doing out there. We know about that because of what happened with Alex Jones. We also know that when you go to the ranch where Scalia was found, there was all types of satanic artifact and masks all over the walls. You can see that online. You go look it up, because Alex Jones sent his reporters in there immediately thereafter, and they videotaped it, along with a statue that was there, a porcelain statue showing children being sacrificed. Now, am I saying that this ranch does this? Absolutely not. I'm just telling you what the Alex Jones show found and the questions that came up. In addition to that, we know some of these high-level hunting parties, especially the ones that were out in Australia with Nicole Kidman's father, were found to be basically hunting children. Now, this is some crazy stuff. And I reported it the last hour, and I just want to mention this one time again. This was 2 years ago, actually 2.5 years ago. Nicole Kidman's father was he died in Singapore from an unnatural death. He was murdered. And the Anthony Kidman, he fled Australia when he was accused of being of sexual abuse and the murder of children in an elite Sydney pedophile ring. A month prior, Fiona Barnett had filed a complaint with the Australian police and Child Royal Abuse Commission, alleging Kidman's sexual and physical assaults on her throughout childhood. When the commission opened an investigation, the clinical psychology left his 43 years at Sydney University of Technology and fled to Singapore, where he was murdered. So there's some crazy stuff that's going on with these hunt clubs. I'm not saying that the one in Texas had anything to do with any of this, but I just want to let you know what happens with some of this stuff. The Ninth Circle's satanic ring was also said to have been well-organized and secretive human hunting parties that included pedophilia. Privately owned forests and groves were believed to be used in Canada, in the United States, France, and Holland. It appeared children and teens were obtained by the criminal drug syndicate through Octopus, which was believed to be connected to the Vatican. Again, this is speculation. The kidnapped children and teens would be stripped naked, raped, hunted, and then killed. I'm not going to talk about this anymore, but we know that the Vatican was implemented with over 50,000 deaths and murders of children up in Canada with native children that was never really investigated or talked about. We know that up to 50% of the priests in the Vatican are pedophiles. We know that. I mean, it's up to 50%. Sometimes some people say even higher than that. We know that Scalia was a very staunch, very strong Catholic. We know all that. So all I can say is this. This is a mess, and it was in a very, very remote location of the country in West Texas, right close to the Mexican border, where satanic sacrifices occur in Mexico, in which they found all kinds of bodies over there, according to Alex Jones. So this is a mess. It's awful. And we need a full-blown investigation on this. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I do think it's been investigated before. This is what I believe Nancy Schaefer, the former Georgia state senator, they said she died of suicide. She was clearly murdered along with her husband. But she was investigating how children disappear from CPS and end up in child sex slavery rings. She bumped up against this. She traveled to Europe. She talked to people in Amsterdam. Excuse me. And she definitely was killed for what she knew. There's also been political careers, and I'm not going to mention the names of particular congressmen and women who've been involved in fighting against this, but they have lost their careers over this, and they are lucky that they have not lost their lives. This is the toy. Child sex trafficking and using the CPS to procure kids, and they lose these kids in the system. In fact, Ted, let me digress for a minute. I'll talk about Monica Wesolowski in the state of Virginia. What we found was that she was politically targeted. Her kid was taken without cause, given to, and she's a Catholic, heterosexual Catholic, and they're supposed to match kids with the family of origin, demographics, and traits. They gave the kid to two male homosexual parents, as many longtime listeners will remember, and there was clear and convincing evidence that her young son, Dylan, was being abused by these two, are friends of these two, and we eventually brought enough pressure on Virginia CPS that the child was moved to a, quote, more traditional family that matched with Monica. But what we discovered through our investigation into Virginia CPS is they keep losing kids. Oklahoma came out 2 years ago. They lost 78 kids, and these kids end up many times in child sex trafficking. They're drugged out of their minds so no one will believe them. Nick Bryant has written about this in the Franklin scandal. And I said earlier, this is why I believe Nancy Schaefer was killed. Now, I can't speak to the veracity of the claims about these child hunting expeditions where it's like the Hunger Games where children are hunted down and they're executed after given an hour head start. But let's just say, since I started helping moms fight against the unjust seizure of their children from CPS, these rumors do not go away, and these rumors come from very, oftentimes very highly qualified and credible people, including ex-CPS agents who we have had on this show. So, Ted, I'm sorry, long-winded answer to your question. Do we need to investigate? The time to investigate it was probably about 30 or 40 years ago. And you have nailed what Bohemian Grove is. And when you see satanic symbols to the kind that Alex Jones' people found at InfoWars, and my hat's off to Alex and his crew, child sex trafficking, child sexual abuse is not far behind.
Well, you know, Dave, I'm not making any claims for anybody. I'm not saying that children are being hunted. I'm just reading you the article that I had read about Nicole Kidman's father. The sad part about all of this, Dave, is that these children are being routinely used, like Aleister Crowley taught to do, as in their sex magic rituals, in which they actually... I don't even want to talk. I'm going to say this one last thing, and I'm done with it. They sodomize these children during these rituals,
sure,
to evoke and give power to these demons, who then supposedly give them the stuff they want on this planet. And it's just awful what's happening with that. And we'll cover more of that in a moment when we start talking about Morgellons. But let me not forget about Gary Webb. I mentioned him on the last hour. Gary Webb was basically an informant who came forward and talked about the CIA, the Contras, the drug running through the CIA, all of this stuff. And he was found, he committed suicide by shooting himself twice in the head. Now, you know, guys, I don't know if that's not possible. It's not possible at all. There's no way you can shoot yourself twice in the head. You know, if you missed the first time and maybe grazed yourself, knocked yourself out, shot yourself again, but you're not putting two bullets in your head simultaneously. It's not going to happen.
No. I have no idea how people even believe this nonsense.
Well, it's because people have been so dumbed down. I know last summer I did a show on NAGLase and basically the GCMFA molecule and macrophages and the full frontal assault on the immune system. We'll talk about that some in a few minutes. And what people have done as far as how they've basically traced this whole thing, this massive increase in heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and autism to the increase of this compound that's produced by cancer and virus cells called NAGLase, and they don't know how it's getting into immunizations. And I did this show last summer, and the show was knocked off the air for the first hour, and now the thing's gone viral. And as it's got 3 million views on it. I mean, gosh, the biggest video I've ever done, and all these other news agencies have picked it up. But I do have one correction to make in that. We were talking about the dozen or so doctors that had died during this investigation that we were doing and other people were doing as to what was going on. And I was told, and I had very accurate sources that told me that most of these doctors, if not all of these doctors, were involved in working on this NAGLase compound, and I have since found out that's simply not true. There were several of them who were working on it, and the other ones died for unrelated causes, but there were a group of them that were working on that who are now passed away, but not all of the doctors who have died were working on this individual case. I want to make sure we get that really clear, because this virus, this silly video that I did, or this interview with Doug I did last summer, it's had 100,000 views in the last 3 days on this one channel, Dave. Thing's gone viral. And so it's, before long, it's going to be with 10, 15, 20 million views. And I want to make sure I quantify that was the thing that I was told through numerous sources that I consider to be correct. But I'm correcting that right now, that they were not all working on NAGLase. And we could do a whole show just on that and what happens. And these doctors were actually getting a 85% success rate in working with autistic kids. 15% had no response. And out of the 85%, 15% of them had 100% remission from autism, 100%. And so it was unbelievable the research that was done on that. But tonight we want to talk about Morgellons and what's going on and how much money the government is spending on all of this research that's both part of the scientific domain, also part of the CIA domain, and how microwaves are being used against us and how Morgellons is being used against us. It's actually longer than we have, so I'm going to have to skim through parts of this. So if it's a little bit disjointed on the presentation, please forgive me. I did this same interview back with Doug Hagman back in December. It took almost 2.5 hours to go through the whole thing. And then the month before that, I did a show with him on the blood of Christ and how it sanctified us and the power of the blood. And, of course, when I start talking about blood and I start talking about Jesus and I start talking about Morgellons, I came under terrible attack back in December for this. And it's sad because all I'm trying to do is get the information out to you guys. And if you don't agree with everything that I say, I'm okay with that. You know, and it's like I told everybody last week on my show, if you can do a better job than me or Dave, have at it. We want more people out here anyhow. It kind of takes the heat off of us, Dave. Isn't that right?
Well, we'd sleep better at night, that's for sure.
That's right. But what they're doing is they're putting synthetic RNA that's being incorporated into this spray they're putting, you know, in the Morgellons. They're trying to turn you into a bio-robot. The RNA cluster, you know, carries artificial intelligence. The RNA cluster is in the air. It's through the smart dust. It gets in our cells. It gets in our lungs. It stays with us, but it does not replicate from us to the next generation of humans. It's only in our cells. And again, remember, this is a lot of theory that we're talking about tonight, so don't quote me on this stuff as far as being complete scientific fact. It's from good sources, but a lot of this stuff is so top secret that you're not going to be able to get complete and total disclosure on this stuff. And of course, what they're trying to do is they're using Morgellons, doing a transhumanistic technology. They're trying to extract light photons from human beings. And this is what they say in these dark circles is what feeds these demons through these rituals with the black magic that they do. We know the CIA is black magic inspired. They even brought witches into the CIA back in the 70s after they stopped their remote viewing. They actually hired witches and had them on staff. The Air Force is actually paying to have witchcraft taught to the cadets in the Air Force now. And this is all part of Tavistock out of the CIA, the Office of Naval Intelligence. These are black magic institutions is what they are. Silicon Valley is rife with them. You've got Singularity University right down the street from Google, right down the street from NASA headquarters. And these people are all involved in transhumanism. They're the Black Brotherhood. They're actually on the same street. And they're all, and in fact, Singularity University is located on the campus of NASA. And what they're trying to do is to meld us in and mold us into a hive mind. And that's what one of the top guys said, that I think it was Kurzweil, said that within 20 years that we'll have our brain and our consciousness will be up in the internet, in the cloud. I mean, this thing, these guys are going nuts out there with what they're talking about. Russia was initially involved in this, day, but they have backed out because they realized what was happening with the Morgellons and the spray. And the NSA, by the way, knows the CIA is black magic. And there's a big battle right now in the military with the NSA, the Pentagon, and the CIA. In fact, if you look at Deagle.com, it says a lot of people are going to die in the next 10 years in the United States. But Dave, do you know anything more about what's going on with the NSA and the CIA and NASA and the Pentagon and this big fight that's going on between those guys?
Well, there's always been a perpetual battle between the various intelligence agencies. They fight amongst each other for market share, control, ultimately black budget funding. And so they're always playing one-upsmanship on each other. And that goes back to the time of my father when he was in naval intelligence back in the 50s and 60s.
Well, it's crazy what's happening. But these guys like to fight with each other. And this is one of the reasons you have such a big... You see, there are a lot of good government officials. There really are. And there's a lot of really good military guys. There really are. And these really good government guys and these really good military guys, they don't like the weirdo guys. They don't want to be around these guys. And so they understand what's going on with the black magic and the CIA, and they want to stop a lot of this stuff. Remember, when we produce light, you know, in our genetics with biophotons, it helps to create this morphogenic field that we call the holographic that's around us. And what ends up happening is all of this stuff basically is being used to control reality for what we have in this world that we're in. These guys understand this now because they don't just read a couple of books on this stuff. They go into the actual quantum mechanics of the different dimensions and how they work. We've known that we've basically been sending all of these different radio frequencies and microwaves and we're triggering them. This was actually tested in the Iraq War, in which the Iraqi war actually tested these systems in which they were able to put certain frequencies in the people, Dave, that made them want super depressed. It could give them diarrhea. It would make them want to complete and totally surrender. They use the smart dust technology. And if you look right up on the piezoelectric crystals, which is what they've been spraying a lot of in the chemtrails, we're going to talk about this in a second. Just look it up under Wikipedia, and it said it's being used for DARPA and for scalar applications. And of course, we know the scalar wave and the scalar wave technology is so advanced over nuclear weapons. This whole jumping around and yelling and saying we're going to be dropping nuclear bombs and people, that's going to be hard-pressed to do that with all the radiation that's going to be released. We don't even need to do that type of technology that's almost 100 years old now. We have such advanced technology with the weapons-based platforms that we have that were developed through Reagan with Star Wars that we don't have to be dropping nuclear bombs on people. But again, it creates fear in the morphogenic field on the planet, and it makes the entire planet more and more scared all of the time, and that's what they want. Okay, always remember, too, that they're using barium and they're using strontium. And these crystals that they're spraying on us, they actually vibrate at 260 nanometer wavelength, and they absorb UV light. And when they do this, that's the same light wave that absorbs cell division. It's the same frequency plants cause cell division. Therefore, the plant will stop growing when it starts getting this 260 nanometer wavelength embedded in it. And when this happens in the aluminum that's being sprayed on with all of these things, these plants die because it's toxic. This is the chemistry behind the plant and tree deaths that we have been seeing globally, Dave. It's the actual 250 nanometer wave technology that's being sprayed on these plants. Remember back in the 90s, we had mad cow's disease that was being caused from not enough copper, and there was too much mercury, and probably from the vaccines they were giving the cattle. And what ended up happening is this mercury was being incorporated into the central nervous system of these cows, causing mad cow disease. This is exactly what happens with the barium and the strontium. The body uses this like it would copper, and it incorporates it into the body's central nervous system, and it forms an antenna, an electromagnetic field. Then it takes that piezoelectric current, and it basically turns you into a transmitter. So this allows a direct input through your central nervous system, you know, that they can tie in through the field that we're in with all of the smartphones, the wireless in our house, with our air conditioners. All of this stuff puts you in the same field. Always remember this. The entire universe is an energy wave. We know that now. And when you get tied into an energy wave and you get basically strapped into it like they're doing with us with these nanoparticles, they can control us. It's because it's the same thing. It's for instance, if they launch a missile at you, right, and you hit them with a scalar wave weapon, you can activate the crystals that are being sprayed on this plasma in the path of the rocket. It'll heat immediately to 10,000 degrees. The rocket is destroyed. That is why there's a continual application of chemtrails, you know, and that's why they've been linked to so many diseases. And to gain access to the human central nervous system, controlled by people by introducing signals. Remember, manganese oxide, when you spray that on people, it causes flu-like symptoms, and it's also used in the chemtrails. And all of this stuff, the Morgellons are basically nanotags to track people. They're self-replicating hollow fibers. They help to read your DNA. They transfer it into a radio signal to broadcast into the internet. You know, it's not a big deal if your body's prepared for it, but if your body is weak to bad diet, because you've got too many heavy metals, too many vaccines, you'll end up coming down with called Morgellons disease, which the Morgellons, this bacteria, which is also a cross-domain species it's an insect, it's fungus, and it's plant, and they put it together, and what it'll do, it'll start replicating itself inside of your body if your immune system is shot, and it'll start popping through your skin. That's why you have these Morgellons victims when they're pulling these long fibers out of their skin. But if your immune system is strong, it doesn't allow it to do that. That's why the last time we talked about this in depth on Doug's show, we put together the Hagman immune system protocol, and this is what we've been using for years, and it keeps us incredibly healthy. It's at the healthmasters.com website. And I know right now with you, Dave, because I'm on your show tonight, there's a code we have on there for it. It's called Dave, D-A-V-E 5, Dave 5, and it's good for 1 week, and it's a 5% discount on all the products that we sell at Health Masters, including this immune system protocol. And you have to go to the website to actually go more detail, because we're not going to have time to cover it in detail. If we do have some time, I will go over it in a few minutes. The compounds they're spraying on us are the barium, the strontium, and aluminum. And this is being done by the military, who've been forced by the intelligence community to do all of this. The piezoelectric crystals are sprayed. They're absorbed. Basically, by the microwaves. It shifts the frequency by up-converting microwave energy to biodigestible light, the photon energy we talked about earlier. This light sends information into the DNA, reading out the information of the DNA. This is processed by the Morgellons antenna and processed by the artificial by the intelligence community to read out our state of mind. This is how they're tying us into the hive mind. It's all part of the artificial intelligence, and they got these satellites that are circling the planet all the time, continuing to pick up all of this energy. You can also insert the energy through HARP, through the HARP antenna, through fields, through Gwen towers, and they can actually learn and have been able to control our minds and energy waves. The information is connected to quantum computers, the artificial intelligence, which can be used to insert neuro-linguistic programming like revenge, to create bio-robots if you wanted an Arab Spring. This control of the intention field, which controls the hologram of the planet, actually is being controlled by the demons. And these are the guys, this is why I brought this whole thing up about these guys and the sodomy they're doing these young children. These guys are being fed by all of this. This is what Aleister Crowley told us. These demons get fed by us doing this, with the sodomizing, not us doing this, but this, the planet doing this, and these sickos doing this, as far as sodomizing these young children and having all these ceremonies, and they're sacrificing these kids. That's why they're doing it. They're creating their own reality by continuing to put this energy into the field. They turn everything upside down. This is the Sabbatean way. This is what they said. They want to turn everything upside down that God did. The quantum computer only picks up more war, so it manipulates the attention field to create more war. Before this technology, and was still being used, is the satanic sacrifice. That's why the Bible tells us, think on the good, and the good things that are from above, that are from God, which is love. It's kind of like when you get up in the morning and you and your wife or husband start yelling at yourself. At the moment you get up in the morning, you start yelling at your wife or start yelling at your husband, the rest of the day usually goes bad. This is what the quantum computer puts out via frequency globally. It wants to create as much negative energy as it possibly can to feed these ridiculous demons. And you say, well, it can't really be all about the demons. It's all about the demons. In the center of this entire thing, we have the synthetic RNA that is sprayed. This is basically injecting the artificial intelligence. This is all demonic. Remember, this is all ruled by Lucifer, and the AI is going to be ruled by Lucifer. And this is what's happening with the transhumanism. We are being inspired by this artificial intelligence, which has been running the program, controlled by the Rothschilds and the intelligence community, to destroy humans. again, is trying to destroy God's creation. These Satan worshipers say, let me participate in your power, and they will serve Lucifer, but Lucifer gives them power back. As we talked about this earlier, when we have the dimensions that God's at the top, everything else is subordinate to God, but all the other dimensions control the dimensions underneath it. These Satan demons are in the lower dimensions, and they're giving people what they want in Hollywood. That's why you have all these Luciferian satanic worship practices at the Super Bowls and all the stuff that's going on, because they want people to worship Lucifer and all these different satanic entities in order to get energy from them. Hollywood music industry is the best example. It's also obvious that the Kabbalistic teaching shows them how to call up demons, perform rituals to feed the demonic entities through sacrifice, and in turn, the demons, Lucifer, allows the physical reality to change to accommodate the wishes of the person or persons doing the ritual. That is why so many of the Hollywood people wear the red Kabbalah string around their wrist. They have been giving themselves over to Lucifer and the demons. And you say, well, Ted, you sound like you're going nuts. No, every time, Dave, I dig into this mess and I get deeper and deeper into this new world order, every single time, and David Icke says the same thing, every single time it goes back to Satanism, whether it's Bohemian Grove, worship in Moloch, or this pedophilia that's rampant throughout the United States, it always goes back to Satanism every single time. But we have to remember, greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world. We are not of this world. We've been set apart. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the game is over. You win, period. It's over. You have authority over them because you are now in covenant with the Most High, who allows you to control your own reality. That's what prayer is all about. That's what your words are all about. That's what your thoughts are all about. We control our physical reality, but only in our little cluster of people that we're praying for, like our own family, because we are committed through the Holy Spirit to the Creator of the universe. As Christians, we must reestablish control of this reality of the planet. We've got to get these guys, and we have to put them in jail and make them stop doing all of this satanic sacrifice, and we've got to get rid of this AI. What we've done is we've given control of the government by voting or not voting to the people who are controlling the Congress. We can do it by that way. We can blame shift and say it's not our fault. The government then gives control to the military, which is what they've done every single time. The military gives control to the intelligence community through their research and what they're doing. They give it to the black magicians and to the demons who are controlling the quantum AI computer, which are setting up the attention field, Dave, which are allowing us this energy field that we're in being super, super negative. All of this is pushing us to transhumanism and controlling the holographic field that we're in. If we understand the game, we can stop it. Just take responsibility for your own life and realize that you don't have to do this. You can love one another. You can respect one another. And when you're attacked or somebody says something bad about you, just say, I love that person. Pray for that person. Send love back to them like the Bible says. Above all, love one another. And if we do that, we can stop this horrible nonsense that's going on around us in the planet, Dave, and we can bring this whole world back to, you know, worshiping Jesus Christ like it should have done from the very beginning, and we can stop this stuff. This exact same stuff that was going on in Genesis chapter 6, and it's been repeated multiple times throughout world history, with these different civilizations that have been destroyed. It's always about these demons that people are worshiping and what's going on. Even in the Old Testament with the Asherah poles, they were worshiping these demons, they were sacrificing their children, and again, they were giving their energy to these demons, and these demons are basically giving them the stuff back. That's why so many of these Hollywood people, Dave, they do this on an ongoing basis, and they end up basically, you think, well, wow, look what life they have. They've got this beautiful car, they've got this beautiful home, they've got a jet plane, they've got this recognition. Well, no, it all comes at a cost. And the Hollywood cost is the cost of your soul, because you'll get stuff on this planet, but when it's over with, Dave, it's over for these guys. What do you think about all this?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think there's, you know, Steve Quayle put a footnote on an article he published of mine on his website, and he said, I'm going to butcher this, but he basically was saying you have to have spiritual solutions to these physical problems. Physical problems don't have physical solutions in the war that we're in. And sorry, Steve, if I butchered that, but that was essentially the meaning. And I totally agree with that. We are involved in a spiritual warfare. This is why I advocate for nonviolence. We do have the right to self-defense of ourselves and our families and our communities and our country. But I do not advocate for violence in any form for this reason. We can absolutely defeat the other side if we invoke the power of Jesus Christ. Although the Bible tells us that's not going to happen on our own volition. If it wasn't for the return of Christ, we would all perish.
That's right.
So, but we should work towards that ideal. I mean, we are put here and we are tasked with the mission of improving ourselves in every way possible, and that includes our spiritual weapons. And we need to bring these to bear as quickly as possible. But personally, getting down to what you're talking about, I have some working knowledge of what you're saying, but it goes back really far in time. And it goes back to a Spanish physiologist called José Delgado. And he actually implanted an electrode in a bull's brain a simulated bullfight in 1961. He later made this wireless technology, treated humans for epilepsy and other conditions such as schizophrenia. He was brought to Yale in 63, published like crazy until 68, until he went to work for SRI, Stanford Research Institute, which we all know is the CIA, that had a laboratory on the campus of Stanford University. He worked there until 2008, and when he came out publicly, he said, "We've gone too far," but he could not elaborate how far we had gone. And then he went on to say, "The world will never be the same," and he was dead within about 3 years. Died of old age, I would presume natural causes. But here's the pioneer of this movement, Ted, exactly what you're talking about with RFID signals, and this is what I believe it is, going into our DNA and our RNA and transforming us and also making us conductive transmitters of the same technology to people next to us. Giving off the vibe would be the phrase I would use. And this has its roots in José Delgado's technology.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, they could take a bull. I remember I've read José's stuff. They could take a bull that was in a full-blown charge against a matador. And they could, and they had a wire inserted into a brain, a portion of his brain, which made him docile and want to take a nap. This bull would be running full speed and would just stop and lay down and take a nap when they hit that brain with the right frequency. They were doing all the brain mapping back then. And I remember in Florida State, we were doing a lot of that back in the 70s. And the thing about it is the technology that we're talking about now is 40, 50 years old. They've come much, much, much further with that because of the different technologies that we've been exposed to since 1947 and with Roswell. And so all of this stuff, and I'm going to say this real quick, see, while he's talking about Roswell, he's talking about that alien crash. Let me explain something to you. You've got to get your head wrapped around this. Angels and demons are not from around here. These are interdimensional entities. And whether you want to believe in them or not, it doesn't make any difference. They're real. The Bible talks about them. If you call yourself a Christian, you've got to realize that there's demons and there's angels. It recovers them over and over and over again. Jesus even drove out demons and the angels appeared to Jesus. This is just reality of what the Word of God says with these interdimensional entities. So when we talk about interdimensional entities or we talk about people that are coming in on spaceships, I asked Chuck Missler this one time, is one of the most, one of the most brilliant men I've ever met. I think his IQ is like 190. And we were sitting having lunch one day over in Lakeland. We had just attended Southeastern University for a lecture he was giving. And I asked Chuck, I said, "Let me ask you a question, Dr. Missler." I said, I'm really curious about this. He goes, "This thing with these aliens and these fallen angels and the spaceships, you know," I said, "do you think that these aliens or these fallen angels or these demons are on spaceships?" And he looked at me, started laughing. He goes, "Ted, why do you think you can tell these guys what they're supposed to travel around in?" And Dave, I never thought about it like that. So I'm telling you right now, guys, as a Christian, wrap your head around this. Angels and demons are real, okay? They're not from around here. They're interdimensional entities. If they come in on spaceships, whatever. Who knows? I don't know. I've seen the lights in the skies. But to sit here and say this isn't real with thousands and thousands of documented abductions from legitimate people, to say it's not real with sightings all over the planet in the last 100 years, to say none of this is real and all of these people are lying, it's kind of like saying, "Well, I believe that the trade towers fell down by themselves. And that building 7 that was across the street, it just fell down by itself because it felt like falling down." Are you kidding me? Do you really believe that? No, there's something else going on. You need to be aware of it. Now, let's talk about the immune system because I want to cover this real quick because we're almost out of time. And again, to get more information on any of this for the immune protocol, you go to healthmasters.com and put in Dave 5. But remember, the immune system has to be nurtured. Okay, it seeks out bad stuff like funguses and viruses and cancer and destroys it by using macrophages. These are the vacuum cleaners. I talked about this in depth last year on Hagman that's gone viral with 3 million listeners, which require vitamin D. Immunity is a metaphor for basically knowing that your body can kill the stuff that comes into you. That's what basically immunity is. This is why these satanic industrialists have targeted the immune system. This is what this, all these shots are all about, trying to destroy the immune system, to destroy God's creation. The problem is the immune system, Dave, has been much more resilient than they thought it would be. Now, always remember this. Vaccination is not immunization. Rather, it's the contrary. It stops the immune system by overloading it and rendering the macrophages powerless by stripping them of their sugar molecule and not allowing them to attach vitamin D3 to them. Immunization used to mean exposure to a pathogen, allowing your body lifetime immunity, like when you have the measles when we were kids. They've changed that definition. You have to do all types of things. You got to make sure your bowels are moving, that you're fasting on a regular basis, that you're sweating, that you exercise, that you eat clean, chelation. Plus, you've got to be taking certain supplements we'll talk about in a moment. You have to alkalinize your body. You have to stay away from coffee, nicotine, sugar, alcohol, junk food, pork, excessive meat. Too much acid, you become an incubator for fungus and cancer and inflammation, lupus, and toxicity. Acidity causes the O2 levels to drop. Charley horses, cramps, caused by a reduction of O2 and hypoxia. Plus, it binds up, it builds up lactic acid in the muscle, causing hyperacidity of the muscle. Autoimmune diseases. Let me talk about them for just a second because they're everywhere. Lupus, that kind of stuff. This is primarily from immunizations, also from glyphosate and also from the pesticides that we're getting in our food. But what happens when you get immunized is this foreign protein they can give you, they're putting fetal cells, aborted fetuses into the immunizations now. This foreign protein gets into your body, it lands on your muscle cells, right? It lands on your, in your tissue. It's primarily through immunizations and or through leaky gut syndrome caused by glyphosate. It can land on your protein, your white blood cell, your macrophage attacks it and consumes it. Sends out the cytokines to kill the immune system to devour this protein complex. The problem is it picks up part of your protein at the same time when it picks up the protein complex. Therefore, it starts attacking your protein. The next time it sees it, you have an autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, crippling rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, Crohn's, Guillain-Barré, all of this stuff are autoimmunes. And it's all because of the immunizations in most cases, or the glyphosate, okay, or the GMO foods. All of these things are causing it, or the pesticides. So what you're doing is when you go get your vaccines, it's basically genocide. I mean, I've watched them at the movies now promoting vaccines. Are you kidding me? Really? And that's because people have stopped taking vaccines all over the country in the educated areas. They're saying, we don't want to do this anymore. We don't take these vaccines anymore because you've got to allow your immune system to normalize. You know, you need to pray on a regular basis. You need to add God to all of your things that you decide to do. You need to drink clean, distilled water. You need to avoid inflammation. You need to avoid hypoxia. You need to avoid aspication. If you've got a problem with your immune system, you start taking vitamin C IVs, intravenous vitamin C. That turns the hydrogen peroxide in your body. It will cause massive amounts of oxygen in your tissue. It kills cancer. It's been shown over and over again in research studies to do that. Hyperbaric O2 chambers help to reoxygenate. I mean, remember, we've got to make sure that our bodies stay clean. We can't get our bodies into disharmony and start having all kinds of health problems with this stuff. It's so important that we keep our bodies strong. I recommend it. We've got this listed on the website. D as in dog 3. Make sure it's from a lanolin source. Make sure it's from sheep's wool and not synthetic. That's super important. Number 2, black seed oil. B-L-A-C-K. Black seed oil. Number 3, potassium iodide. Number 4, vitamin C. Number 5, turmeric. I take these products every single day. They're part of our immune system protocol at the healthmasters.com website, Dave. Because here's the thing. If you think your immune system can handle this onslaught of all these chemicals in your diet every single day, you're dreaming. There's so much poison in the environment right now with what we're breathing and what we're putting into our body. Glyphosate has been linked. This is Roundup, the pesticide herbicide Roundup, been linked to all types, I mean, just 10 or 15 different types of cancers that had to be released by their own research from the Freedom of Information Act. They knew back in the 70s this product caused all these diseases. And now we're putting millions and millions of pounds of glyphosate on crops. We spray it on our wheat crops before they're harvested as a desiccant. And so these wheat kernels, they're sitting there completely ripened. We're spraying glyphosate on them. We're soaking the wheat in glyphosate. This is an herbicide poison to the human body. Then we make our wheat products that are contaminated with this. And now finally, the Food and Drug Administration is going to start testing food for glyphosate. And what they're going to find, it's in everything that's been sprayed with this stuff before harvest. They do it on potatoes. They do it on beets. They do it on corn. Everything gets sprayed with glyphosate now because Roundup, all these Roundup Ready products, and even if it's not a Roundup Ready seed, they allow the body, they still use it because it increases the yield at harvest. So we have to realize, Dave, that if we continue to do what we've done, to be the sickest country in the world, we lead the world when it comes to heart disease, to diabetes, and to cancer. The leading cause of death in our children aged 14 and under, other than accidents, is cancer. The leading type of cancer is leukemia. And they tell you, if a child eats 3 hot dogs a week, they have 9 times the risk of leukemia versus children who don't. It's because of the sodium nitrite that I've been yelling about for the past 36 years and telling folks, hey, guys, don't use sodium nitrite. Stay away from this stuff. It causes intestinal cancers, pancreatic cancer, and it also causes massive increases in leukemia. Now, finally, Dave, people are beginning to listen.
Well, it's about time, but it's everything connected to our immune system, which is basically every health condition, is negatively impacted by this. So let's put a label on this. How about we call it global depopulation?
That's right. No, you're right. They've stated on the Georgia Guidestones. You know, Ted Turner's talked about it. They want to have 500 million people on the planet. That's what they want. They want to make sure that we don't have the ability to continue to doing what we're doing. Because remember, these demons that are taking the biophoton energy out of the human beings, they're literally sucking the life out of humans. This is all part of the sacrificial network. It's all part of the smart dust, the biorobots, the RNA, all of this stuff. These are all advanced concepts that I want to talk about tonight. And this is stuff that's so crazy when you stop to think about it, you don't want to believe any of this stuff is real. But I'm telling you, it's real. All of this stuff is real. These guys know it's real. That's why they're trying to prevent us from talking about it, and that's why they don't want us to know about it. When you find out that Nagalase has been linked to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, it starts making sense with everything. The question is, where is this Nagalase coming from? Is it being introduced to the GMO foods? Is it being introduced by the vaccines? I don't know. Maybe these doctors were figuring out something, Dave, that were killed, who were involved in this research, and they didn't want this truth to be found out or be told about. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why these guys are dead. All I know, they've departed the planet. They're not here to talk to.
Well, they're dead because the other side does not want to be exposed, and that really is the danger. And this is why I tell people in this profession, when you come across stunning discoveries, the worst thing you can do is try to claim a royalty on it, because that means you're going to keep it to yourself, and that's when you're most at risk. When you find things that are this stunning, you need to share it with the world as quickly as possible, because that is the only way that you can help to ensure your safety.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, we now know that the earthquake technology that's been so used, been readily used with the ultra-low frequency, let me give you an example. Plate tectonics. The earthquake should be equally distributed throughout the different layers of the crust. It's not. Almost all the earthquakes we have now are 10 kilometers. 70% are at 10 kilometers. And what we found, what this intelligence community has found, is when you put electromagnetic waves into the Earth's crust at 11 hertz, it can be done by modulating the frequency. It can trigger earthquakes through the control of scalar fields. I mean, James Maxwell talked about this many, many times when he was talking about using 4 dimensions. I mean, remember, the scalar physics goes into the 4th dimension, and much of this information has been removed from the public domain. I mean, if you take a radio wave and you put it on top of one on top of another, they'll annihilate each other. That's how the Bose headsets work. That's why they're noise-canceling technology. If you take 2 of these waves that have been annihilated and you put them on top of each other, you create a longitudinal wave. When you create two longitudinal waves on top of each other, you create a scalar wave. And the scalar waves actually pull the energy from the eddies and the fields of the earth and the ley lines. And the power is unbelievable that can be done through the 4th dimension. And this is what Maxwell was talking about. You create scalar potential with these 4D waves. And the scalar value of each number value at the 3D point is the field of mathematics. It gives you the 4th dimension of time-space equation. This is scalar potential. It becomes self-organizing. Scalar potential eddies throughout the planet give the shape to form the humans in the holographic universe. And all these guys know this, and that's why they're doing all this with the scalar waves. See, that's what prayer is. Prayer is scalar waves. Thought are scalar waves. That's why they're so powerful. That's why you got to be so careful what you talk about, what you think about, and what you pray about. I've discussed this many times in your show, Dave. It's so important to pray right, because this information transfers instantaneously across the very borders of time-space. I mean, if you think something right now, and somebody else thinks it is 100 million light years away, you can transfer the scalar energy from your thoughts. They pick your thoughts up instantaneously. It's the power of thought. And this is all the research they're doing with all these different types of this is all this NSA and all the CIA stuff. because this is, you know, this is the study of electromagnetics. It's unbelievable what happens when you start going into this. In fact,
yeah, let me interject something here, because people would have rolled your eyes about what you just said about thoughts transcending time and space to be shared with another. But on Nightline, and this has even made its way into the mainstream under Ted Koppel, gosh, it was probably 20, 25 years ago, and they revealed the existence of remote viewing as a secret Army CIA project. But in there, they talked about a particular experiment that is well known to myself and many of my colleagues. They would separate a mother rabbit from its baby rabbits, and they take the rabbits to remote locations, sometimes thousands of miles away from the mother rabbit, and they would monitor the autonomic nervous system of the mother rabbit, and they would systematically euthanize the baby rabbits, and in each instance, at the exact instant of death, the mother rabbit's autonomic nervous system went into a fight-or-flight kind of reaction with increased respiration, blood pressure, etc. So this has been out there for quite some time. It makes its way occasionally in the mainstream media, but it disappears because we're not supposed to know about this.
That's right. Same thing with blood. And this is a physicist. His name's Kurtz out of Germany. He was talking about this. He was talking about blood. And he said, if you take a person's blood and you keep it alive and you transfer it thousands of miles away, if the person whose blood that is watches a horror show on TV and you have hormones released in that person who donated the blood, the same hormones will be released in the blood from those blood cells that's thousands of miles away. I mean, this is the power of scalar energy and what it does. This is the power of DNA. See, our DNA is basically a Tesla coil is what it is, and it transmits this information out there. And we did a whole show on with Doug about the power of scalar waves and the blood of Christ back in December. It was one of the best, actually back in November, and how the scalar waves from the blood of Jesus actually transmit the healing DNA to us as human beings, and because Jesus himself is transdimensional and he's also omnipresent, it's forever healing us. That's why the sacrifice once and for all for the Jesus died on the cross for us continues to do this. It continues to heal us on an ongoing basis. And I went into micro detail on this and how that works. But see, people need to understand something. The physics behind all of this stuff is real. You may say, well, I don't agree with it. That's okay. I remember one time, Dave, I'll never forget this. I was in a church, and which I do every week we go to church. And this is a church we used to attend. It's from many years ago. And I remember, I'll never forget this, the pastor, who was very uneducated in physics, let me put it that way, started talking about radar detectors and how radar detectors, when a person was a Christian and they were speeding and they had a radar detector, it was a really bad example for people who saw the radar detector, or if they were speeding and they had Jesus on a bumper sticker, it was a bad example, bad witness. And then he said something that shocked me, Dave. I never would believe that I would have heard this from a man who's supposed to be educated. He said, all radar detectors are a form of witchcraft. And I was, wow. He said that. But that didn't bother me as much as what I heard next. As soon as he said that, about two-thirds of the church yelled, amen. Amen. Radar detectors are witchcraft. See, this is the problem that we run into with Christians. They don't want to read anything about physics. They don't want to read anything about frequencies. I heard one guy wrote me a letter that says, you need to stop talking about frequencies. It's of the devil. And I said, if you're listening to a radio, it's a frequency. You know, goofball, are you kidding me? It's not of the devil. I said, it's physics. And you have to understand there are parts of the physics that we need to know about and part of quantum mechanics that we need to understand with the multiple layers of dimensions that we have. And it's not that we're going to be ascending up the dimensional ladder because, you know, we have enlightenment and all this other kind of nonsense. I've never said that because it's not true. When you accept Jesus Christ, you automatically go to the top dimension because you're in covenant with God Almighty, the creator of the universe. And I've said that many times on your show, Dave, and that's the thing that people need to understand. That's why we all need to get saved. saved. We need to be right with Christ. I mean, what are they going to do to you? If they kill you, okay. All right, we're going to die anyhow. What difference does it make? But the difference is when we die, we get to go to heaven. We get to go to the top dimension, whether you think that's the 13th dimension or the 15th dimension or the 30th dimension or whatever. We're going to the top because we're there with Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is who saves us and who heals us. And people need to realize it's so important. Number one, you got to get saved. You got to be right with Christ. You got to pray every single day. You got to eat clean. You got to stay away from GMOs. You got to follow this immune system protocol that we've laid out because they're after your immune system. They're doing everything they possibly can to destroy you, destroy your immune system, destroy your children, destroy all of it, because that's what they do. The devil comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. That's why you've got to eat clean and you've got to live clean. And you've got to stay away from contaminated water. Look at that mess in Flint, Michigan now about how they're drinking all that lead. And the people that are downtown in the city are laughing at the people that live there that are drinking the lead. And after coming in and arresting these people for and charging them if they don't pay the bills. Are you kidding me? For the water that's contaminated. I mean, and all of these lead pipes that were used and lead solder that was used in these big underground pipes that feed these mains and pulling this water out of that Flint River. It's unbelievable how toxic this stuff is. So you have to drink distilled water. And when you go to the website, we also have distillation systems there, which are phenomenal. If you saw the stuff that comes out of my distiller, you would never drink the water again. In fact, you can go to my website, and I've got a 30-second video you can watch of me cleaning out my distiller and showing you the stuff that's at the bottom of the distiller. Stuff like calcium carbonate and limestone and all kinds of poisons and toxins and lead and everything else that's in the well water. And remember, this isn't city water, it's well water. Doctors have actually gone in during bypass surgery. This stuff builds up inside of the arteries and cut their gloves during surgery. Because it's hardening of the arteries. It's just stuff builds up in the soft tissue. Well, people think, well, you have to have minerals in your water. No, you don't. Those are metallic minerals that are only about 1-3% absorbable by the body. Very, very inefficient. They have to be chelated or from an organic source for your body to use them. And when you drink this mineralized water, it builds up in your soft tissue. It builds up in your arteries. It causes bone spurs. It causes heel spurs. It causes spinal stenosis. It causes all of these things because you don't get enough magnesium to counterbalance that. Plus, you don't need to be drinking water that's mineralized. I have a top show radio host right now, one of the top people in the United States. He's a friend of mine. All he wants to drink is heavily mineralized water all the time, and he's got heel spurs so bad right now he can barely walk. He says he feels like he's walking on glass when he walks, Dave, because he's in so much pain. Right. And it's because of the mineralized water. Don't drink that stuff. Don't drink tap water. Don't drink fluoride. Don't drink any of this stuff. It's toxic for your body, toxic for your kidneys. And I always tell my folks, either you use a filter like a distiller or you're going to become a filter. The problem is your body can't clean the mess back out of yourself when you use yourself as a filter. It stores up in your soft tissue.
Ted, we're out of time, and I just wanted to mention that your show can be heard here on Global Star Radio Network right before this. And during the week, Ted, help me convert to Eastern Time. What time are you on Eastern Time?
Eastern Time, 3 to 4 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday, and also Sunday night from 7 to 8, right before Dave's show.
Right before the show. Ted, one more mention here, as people can kind of hear me struggling with a cough. I've had it 3 times since the middle of December. My son's on a second go-around. My wife's had it twice. I would say that probably about a third of my students have gone through the same thing. And I'm going to say this. Ted is sending me off some immune protocol, the Hagman Immune Protocol, tomorrow. And you can get yours tonight after the show. One of two ways. Go to healthmasters.com, or you can go up to my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. And in the show description for tonight, I have listed what you need to do to get a 5% discount. Put day 5 in the order form for the protocol or any of the other fine products at Health Masters, and Ted will get it out to you right away. It's great stuff. Ted, I'm sure my listening audience has not forgot how these products speeded the healing of my torn MCL, and I avoided the surgical knife. So always a great, great experience to have you on, Ted. You hear the music. So we've got to depart. Thanks so much for coming on. I look forward to doing it again.
I appreciate you, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. We'll be back in hour number 2 with my good friend, Robert Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com, and we're going to talk about medical preparation in times of crisis.